Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, I'm Aaron Dykes, but I am filling in for Alex, and he should be popping in any time now. We don't know his schedule precisely up in New York. He's just been on ABC's The View, reaching millions with Sheen information, but also a lot of very important globalist information about the takeover and the quest for world government. And, of course, that is what's going on as we look to the regional conflicts in the Middle East. Current events unfolding every moment for the past several weeks. It may not be immediately apparent to the average speculator, to the average spectator. However, there is a quest for world government, and it's difficult to understand at first glance that they get more power, they get more control from chaos. And that is part of the motivation of what's going on as we see protests flare up. Why were they really Western-backed? Just like the stuff in former Yugoslavia and other parts of the former Soviet Empire, all these color revolutions that have happened since the fall of the Soviet Empire throughout the 90s, and especially right now, really have all been Western-backed, globalist-backed, Bilderberg-backed, New World Order-backed. But it doesn't make sense. Why would they foster chaos? Why would they back dictators but then back their ousters? It's complicated, but it really amounts to order out of chaos. That is their creed, and through deception, they will accomplish this, and they will gain more power out of it. That's what we have to watch for. Of course, the big stories today are Kurt Nemo, Libyans, no thanks to globalist intervention. Even the rebel leaders in Libya do not want the U.S., NATO, and United Nations forces to come in under a humanitarian guise or any other guise. They want to deal with it themselves. I think that's fine. We see Oman protests do not halt oil production shipments. Shipments of refined crude from Oman's port of Sohar are continuing, a port spokesman said on Monday, after anti-government protests blocked roads leading to the key industrial area of Gulf oil producer. That is for now in Oman. We also have Saudi activists eye protests wait for new cabinet. Democracy activists in Saudi Arabia say the government is closely monitoring social media to nip in the bud any protest inspired by uprisings that swept Arab countries, toppling leaders in Egypt and Tunisia. Activists have set up Facebook pages calling for protests on March 11 and 20 with over 17,000 supporters combined. But police managed to stymie two attempts to stage protests in the Red Sea city of Jeddah last month, highlighting difficulties of such mobilization in the conservative kingdom. We have more on Oman. The protesters stage a third day of unrest. They set a supermarket ablaze, rallied at two places in the seaside town Monday, and a third consecutive day of unrest that has included deadly clashes in the strategic Gulf nation. Kuwait, a key opposition group, calls for Prime Minister ouster. A key Kuwaiti opposition group on Monday demanded the ouster of Prime Minister as youth activists called for a rally on March 8th to force the premier to quit. The first step toward reforms is forming a new government under a new prime minister that should be capable of running the country and reforming imbalances. And we see in Tunisia, first the president left, and now the interim president has named a new president, and the prime minister has also stepped down with a new prime minister already named. So everything is changing in the Middle East. But overall, we can see it clearly is a regional tactic to divide. And we're going to talk about that more with James Corbett, who's coming up after the break. And Alex Jones will be popping in as well as we continue to look at the Middle East, what's happening, and try to understand how they could divide and conquer.
Hello. Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on this Monday, February 28th, 2011. My name is Aaron Dykes. I'm filling in for Alex, who, incidentally, will be popping in later in the hour. But right now, we go to James Corbett, who's an independent journalist who's been living and working in Japan since 2004. You may have seen his website, CorbettReport.com. He's been writing and producing The Corbett Report, an independent listener-supported alternative media and information source since 2007. His forthcoming book, Reportage, Essays on the New World Order, will be available for purchase in early 2011. And we're going to bring him up right now to get more into the Middle East and what's going on with the New World Order in general as he chronicles nearly all the same subjects we do and in great detail. James, are you there?
I am here, and thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor and a privilege to be here, helping to drive the tip of the spear even further into the heart of the New World Order. And it's so important right now, as you know, as the globalists are upsetting the geopolitical grand chessboard so that they can put the pieces back on the board in their own favor.
Well, thanks, James. It's an honor for me to be here, too. I'm filling in for rather big shoes, but I'm doing the best I can. What do you think is most important right now in the Middle East as we see North Africa, the peninsula region, and really that whole area just west of Iraq, all unfolding into crisis. And the looming question, will worldwide rise in unrest, culminate?
Well, it's a good question, and it's one that's absolutely vital for us to deal with right now, because although I've seen some great coverage of this in the alternative media that seems to be casting a skeptical eye to what's going on, unfortunately, I don't see that filtering down to a lot of the people that I see on a daily basis here. And it's unfortunate to me that there are so many people who are buying into this rather unquizzically, just that they're toppling dictators in the Middle East, so everything's going to be sunshine and rainbows and lollipops. But of course, we know that this is part of a much, much greater plan and an agenda that's unfolding right now. And it seems to me that, to take a Hansel and Gretel analogy, the globalist-controlled corporate and foundation-funded media loves to create these houses of candy for us out in the woods, because we're lost and starving, and we've come across this house made of candy. Oh, it looks so good. Let's go and eat it, and we'll stay in it. And this nice little old lady comes and invites us in, and of course she just wants to shove us into the oven and eat us. And that's, to me, is the analogy of what's going on here. Of course they're going to create these wonderful looking events that are going to be all about peace and democracy, even as they're at the exact same time about bombing people, in other countries, exact continuation of the neocon agenda. But most people on the left side of the false left-right paradigm won't really catch on to that. And it's unfortunate to me, because it seems there is a geopolitical grand chessboard, and it is being used to play this great game. And unfortunately, the public is trapped playing checkers while the globalists are playing chess. And if that's the case, I mean, we're going to lose every single time. But it seems to me there is an elephant in the room here, and it's a billion-person elephant in the room, and it's called China. And I think that, to me, is what a lot of this is aimed at, and we can see it in country after country where this destabilization is happening, from Yemen to Egypt to Libya. And I've got some articles here that showcase what's going on pretty well. All news that's happening in very recent times that has to do with these countries and these dictators that are being toppled now. Of course, all of these dictators are being propped up by the U.S. and with U.S. aid, and have been in power because they have been serviceable puppets to the U.S. But the question is, have they been the greatest puppets, and can better puppets be installed? So if you take a look at the Jamestown Foundation, for example, they have an article, Burgeoning China-Yemen Ties Showcase Beijing's Middle East Strategy. And it talks about how Hu Jintao has just invited President Ali Abdullah Saleh over to China for an historic six-day summit to talk about expanding ties between China and Yemen. And it says here, China's stake in Yemen, however, goes far beyond the energy and trade spheres. Beijing is determined to strengthen its role as an emerging political and diplomatic player in the Middle East. Beijing's diplomatic and economic overtures to Yemen provide a glimpse into China's grand strategy in the region. And surprise, surprise, now Ali Abdullah Saleh is in trouble because people are trying to overthrow him. You go to Egypt, you have Mubarak, who of course was propped up with U.S. aid, the second largest recipient of U.S. aid, so was a U.S. serviceable puppet for the, not the Americans, of course, but the New World Order that controls the American government. And you go back to, you can even go to the State Information Service, sys.gov.eg, and you can get a report, Mubarak, China-Africa Partnership to Achieve Peace Development. And it talks about a conference that was happening in 2009. Mubarak hosted Hu Jintao and the Chinese delegation as they're talking about expanded Chinese-African cooperation. And then when you go to Libya, of course you're talking about oil. And it's not so much that the New World Order needs to control that oil for themselves, it's that they need to stop it from falling into the hands of the Chinese, because obviously China is the billion-person elephant in the room, and it's consuming oil at a great rate. So controlling China's oil reserves is an extremely important part of this game. So you can go to thestreet.com. They have an article from the 24th of February of this year, China Oil Company Attacked in Libya. So you have these spontaneous protests of people who want to overthrow the dictator who are also attacking Chinese oil companies. So it seems to me in country after country, there seems to be a certain direction that these are heading in. And I'm not saying this is the only thing that this is about, but I think that there is some aspect of the geopolitical great game being played here.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of aspects, because you have China also trying to squelch their own protests right now people trying to bring in, I guess, so-called democracy. But that's really the problem. It's brand democracy that we're trying to so-called export from our foreign policy. The Bush had rhetoric about it. Excuse me, the Bush administration had rhetoric about it. Obama's continuing that. And we see that through these NGOs that we know are on the playing field in the Mideast. And then we have all the revelations that Lindsey Williams brought to the program last year about how they want to stop the oil trade, let these prices go up. We've seen some skyrocketing already with the oil prices. But as you pointed out, it's really this geostrategic plan to hold out for the end game. We've got all this stuff in Alaska. We've got more energy there to last us probably for a millennia. But as you say, it's about challenging China's authority to that energy, even as we have all our own domestic problems with China and the debt.
Right, exactly. And to a certain extent, the whole Chinese thing is a smokescreen. I mean, we run the risk sometimes of being so close up to the painting that we're looking at each brush stroke as it happens so that we understand exactly how the painting is being painted. But we have to take a couple steps back to see the bigger picture and see what's actually being painted. And in this case as well, of course, the Chinese American, I hate to even say American because, of course, it's the New World Order, the globalist control over the American government. But the tensions that are going on and the interplay is to a certain extent a smokescreen, because we know that the Chinese have been built up by the New World Order, the very same New World Order who have created the economic collapse, that have created the destabilizations throughout this region and throughout Europe as well. So it's all a smokescreen at a certain level, and we know that Rockefeller gave eulogies to Chairman Mao in the New York Times, saying it was a great experiment that, oh, by the way, just happened to kill 60 million of his own people conservatively. Or you have the Clintons back in the 90s, of course. Bill Clinton himself personally approving the transfer of advanced nuclear technologies to China. You have all sorts of ways in which the New World Order has been building up China, and now you have Soros going around saying China will be the engine of the New World Order, and he even uses that term. I mean, if people don't believe me, just Google it, just YouTube it. It is out there, Soros, the New World Order. He's talking about China being the engine of the new system that they're working to bring about. And of course, it's Soros and Brzezinski and people like that who are behind these types of color revolutions. So it's all one big circle that unfortunately is drawing us further and further into the globalist grasp.
Sure, and you have back in the 70s with Kissinger and the Nixon era, all their diplomacy in China was just about triangulating China to kind of pivot off of Russia as they play for control in that region, in the subcontinent region of Asia and the Middle East area. Can you comment more on the actual grand chessboard and the whole arc of instability in that region? We know the things Brzezinski and Kissinger and others have talked about. Where does China fit in terms of playing that actual chess game?
Well, an excellent question, and I think there's the near term and the long term. I think what we're seeing is the beginnings of a quiet, at this stage it's quiet and behind the scenes, but the beginnings of a type of Cold War situation where I think it's going to be about trying to gobble up and grasp control of the various oil reserves and mineral reserves, especially in Africa. I think the New World Order controlled American government has been looking for a toehold in Africa for a while now to try to keep the Chinese out, because there's a lot of resources, especially in the North African region where all this destabilization is happening right now, that China has been looking at and attempting to acquire over the past couple of decades to feed their growing industrial engine. So I think that's what this stage of the game is about right now. It's a very under-the-radar type of Cold War scenario that's shaping up. But I think the longer term, what we're seeing is in the similar way to the Cold War itself, which to a certain extent was smoke screens, because as we know, the globalists were controlling and funding both sides of that phony crisis as well, in order to perpetuate a system where, A, there's a constant threat of outside intervention and force, therefore there has to be the perpetual military-industrial complex, and then B, at a greater extent, when the Cold War really creates the Hegelian dialectic, where you have two forces playing off against each other, and the result is a synthesis between the two. So you see the Sovietization of America and the capitalization of the Soviet Union bloc, and that's the same thing they want to set up with China, I think.
All right, we have the music coming in, but we are going to get more into the geostrategic game that's going on in the Middle East and the other areas when we get back. Infowars.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth. Can do with it as he please, and if things don't change soon, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step.
are back on this Monday, February 28, 2011 broadcast. My name is Aaron Dykes. I'm filling in for Alex, who will be back tomorrow, and he'll be on the show later in this hour. Right now, we're on with James Corbett of thecorbettreport.com. And before the break, James raised a very interesting point paralleling this back to the Cold War. And I really think in many ways the Cold War was not only against the Soviet Union, but it was a classic dialectical excuse to invade all kinds of parts of the third world countries. You know, most of the countries in Latin America went through revolution, coups, or destabilizations in that Cold War period. Many, if not most, of the countries in Africa went through the same phase. Many of the countries in Asia, East Asia, all along the arc of crisis in particular, all suffered regime change and real pressure from both the West and the Soviet sphere during the Cold War. And this isn't the time to make the argument that the Soviets were propped up by the West and that they were kind of a paper tiger. But more than anything, it was an excuse to say, well, these are dictators in this part of the Latin American world. These are dictators in Africa, but they're pro-West, so that makes them democratic, and at least they're not communists. Or we have to invade this country, or the domino effect is going to take over, and we're going to see communism spread throughout the region. That kind of dialectic really gives an easy excuse for the U.S. and NATO, to go into these regions. And today, it's just as easy with the economic disaster, with the humanitarian crisis agenda. And so, James Corbett, what do you think about that? Can we flesh out some more of the Cold War parallels?
Well, exactly right. And it's important for people to understand that it's not just a dialectic. It's a completely false dialectic. It gives people a false choice. So it might lead some people to think that if I'm against the wave of protests and destabilization happening in the region, that means that I'm in favor of the dictators or something along those lines. Of course, that's not the case. But it makes everyone choose sides in a phony game that's rigged from the beginning, so that no matter which side you choose, that you're going to lose. And that's unfortunately the way they often set these types of things up, because they understand, unfortunately, that the majority of the public is playing checkers while they're playing chess. And when that's the case, I mean, we're just going to lose every single time. So we have to be a bit smarter about this and understand that when the people in the $3,000 suits being paid $50 million a year and with their 10,000-watt smiles get on camera and tell you how wonderful everything in this region is, we know that they are being paid to say that because it serves the interests of the people who are paying them. And it's a pretty simple point, but it's one that a lot of people don't seem to take into account. So this destabilization does help, unfortunately, the globalist interests that are really in the long term only interested in melding the entire thing into one united world government, which of course we know is the big end game of all of this. So again, it's not in our interest to concentrate too much on the individual things that are happening without taking into account the bigger picture. And I think that bigger picture is revealed in the institutional framework for world government, which is being set up all around us and is already so deeply underway that most people would be shocked if they really started to take a look into it. And that institutional framework is, of course, brought in through governmental organizations, the international governmental organizations that are governmental in all but name, from the IMF to the UN to the World Trade Organization. And it's represented in things like that story about the TSA with the genetic screening and the genetic pat-downs that, of course, relates back to the newborn babies getting their blood taken at birth for DNA databases going into a Pentagon DNA database that Alex Jones has been talking about for 15 years, and the mainstream media is finally catching up to let people know about it. And they're a perfect example of a system that's being instituted across the world at the exact same time in country after country, and it's being done by secret agreement, handshakes done behind closed doors that the public never sees about, never hears about, doesn't learn about for until 30 years after it's already started.
Yeah, that's right. It's a coordinated continuity of agenda that was planned long ago, implemented from the top at the United Nations global level and implemented in the various countries. And it's very interesting to me that with the worldwide economic crisis, which was caused through globalism, through all these countries being centered together as if they were under the fascist emblem, and how this has spread. And how we have the price of food is at the heart of the wave of these revolutions. How will they use the economic crisis to cause further crisis? More on that when we get back with James Corbett. I'm Aaron Dykes. This is InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We are back on this Monday, February 28, 2011 broadcast. I'm Aaron Dykes, filling in for Alex Jones. He should be coming on at the end of this segment. We have James Corbett of the Corbett Report for one more segment. A couple odds and ends here. I just want to mention that the last World War I veteran has died. Frank Buckles, the last U.S. World War I veteran, has died. A spokesman for the family said Sunday he was 110. Definitely a milestone, the last survivor of that globalist contrived war, which has led us into the paradigm of global government for the 20th and 21st century. Not only do we have protests throughout the Middle East, we have China uses whistles, water, and police on protesters. That's in the AP. We have Madoff, Bernie Madoff, tells New York Magazine government itself is a Ponzi scheme. And that brings us into how the globalists have used this economic crisis to fuel greater revolutions throughout the region that will only come back around on the U.S. and other Western nations, including the price of food and the price of oil. James Corbett, what are your takes on how they've used our worldwide economic crisis to fuel greater events?
Well, not just how they've used it, but how they've constructed it exactly. You can look back, of course, at the repealing of Glass-Steagall and how that created the derivatives bubble, which unfortunately now is just a mind-boggling number, whatever it is, however many quadrillion it is at this point. It's more than all of the assets in the world combined. So they have this giant derivatives bubble of a totally imaginary wealth that they've created out of nothing, which is now set to pop and deflate and be the final straw that breaks the back of the world economy. And again, this is something that has been envisioned and thought about for a long time. And again, I would direct people back to Carol Quigley and writing about how the secret agreements reached with the Bank of International Settlements and its various arms, the Central Bank of Central Banks, as it's referred to, and how it, in through a series of secret agreements, will come to dominate the world system, a complete one-world system of economic control. And, of course, now we see it during the economic destabilization, the IMF coming up and saying, oh, hey, well, we've got the world currency that can bring stability back to the stabilized world order. We can provide a new world order of a new world currency, exactly as people have been talking about in the alternative media for decades, and as unfortunately reality is just catching up to.
Yeah, and it's a real shame. There's really no doubt that they are building China to be the next global government engine as the U.S. winds down at the expense of the U.S. as the U.S. will be broken by these energy crises, as they absorb all the remaining independent forces of economic, as they take over everything. It's just really frightening. Your thoughts, Corbett?
Well, I agree with that assessment. It's unfortunate, but it's true. It's an analogy that I've heard before, that it's kind of like the elite globalists are these parasites that'll go and lay their eggs inside of a country and hatch and infest that country and use it as an engine for itself to go out and spread and propagate. And then once that host is a carcass, is a shell, is starting to decay, they'll just break out and fly over to some other new host and invade that. And that seems to be exactly what's going on. America was the engine for the New World Order system to move the ball further down the field, and now that America is being taken down by design, the Chinese model is being brought in. And of course, we know the Chinese model is all about mobile forced abortion vans and complete control and harvesting the organs of prisoners and all of this, which, surprisingly enough, they didn't talk about on Hu Jintao's recent state visit to America. No, they put up Chinese flags all down the in Washington, because he's just such a great, wonderful leader, just like Mao was, right?
But then going back to the Middle East, if this whole thing isn't globalist contrived, somebody sure propped up the dominoes in a very convenient fashion so that all this stuff would trigger itself to all come to the surface at the same time. Going back to Brzezinski and his plans for geopolitical domination of the grand chessboard, we have Tony Cartolucci wrote an article last week called The Path to Persia, which basically deals with a lot of the stuff Brzezinski has been planning for a couple of years. Brzezinski and Defense Secretary Robert Gates wrote a paper in, I believe, the latter part of 2007, 2008, really dealing with how Iran would most likely not see a direct military intervention, but really they would kind of circumvent through a secondary route, really a lot of it dealing with these kind of popular uprisings, and it just matches perfectly with this color revolution tactic, these so-called Twitter protests, and they are happening in Iran, and we know Iran is the key piece on that area in the on the chessboard, in terms of getting to that latter stage where China becomes superior and whatever happens to the U.S. happens. What do you think about the Brzezinski path to Persia?
Right. Well, it's important to understand that the Brzezinski method is not to attack your enemy directly, but to use the various pieces on the board to your advantage to get someone else to destabilize your enemy for you. And of course, that's exactly what the color revolutions are. And of course, there are all sorts of other underhanded ways in which war can be waged without being directly at war, and we see that, for example, with the Stuxnet worm that was created by American-Israeli intelligence and used to destabilize the Iranian weapons program. So again, there's all sorts of things that are going on under the table and behind the scenes that are, of course, more important than what we're being fed through the palatable pap of the mainstream media.
And Stuxnet's a very interesting example because it's an admitted tool of war, albeit not directly violent. But the response to it is that we're supposed to have cybersecurity at home now, that they're going to clamp down on the Internet and potentially curtail freedoms and direct access because of things like the Stuxnet, which we know are coming right out of foreign policy and the Defense Department. And as you mentioned, U.S.-Israeli intelligence, it's just amazing how they build one crisis upon another, and it's all set to react on this map. And the things happening in the Middle East are happening here at home, too, in whatever form. I don't know if it's going to be the way Farrakhan sees things, but it's already happening in Wisconsin and other parts.
It's so right, and it's so important for people to understand that these weapons that are being supposedly constructed to combat the enemies, which themselves are being propped up by the globalists, are always also directed at ourselves. I mean, that's the point of these types of crises and these types of weaponry and all the things that are being developed, is that whatever you see being used against your enemy, at some point, unfortunately, the globalist-controlled governments are going to try to use against themselves as well, because that's the way they construct these crises. So you see Stuxnet worm being used as a way to say, well, look, these types of things can be constructed, so now we have to create this overarching cybersecurity bill, which, oh, by the way, can let us have a kill switch over the Internet. But it's bad when Egypt uses it. It's great if we have that option, though. So again, yes, absolutely. Every crisis is aimed outwards and inwards. It's like the TSA. Do they really need genetic screening of people coming into the country? No, they don't. But what is that about? It's about creating the genetic screening control grid based on these database technologies that, of course, is part of the eugenics program, which I know you're extremely well familiar with because I know some of the articles you've written about the eugenics agenda.
Yeah, the eugenics agenda seems to never end. It goes back more than a century, and we're just seeing neo-eugenics now. But, of course, that's a whole other topic. But, yeah, the DNA thing is very frightening at TSA, and we know it does fit into larger paradigms. Particularly to watch is Bill Gates Foundation and everything they're doing with these vaccines. But what else is on your radar right now, James Corbett? What else have you been reporting on recently?
Well, there's so much to report on, but even just touching on the Gates Foundation and the things they're doing with the vaccines and the way they're promoting this genetic screening technology and all of that, well, one way to look at that is through the paradigm of what the foundations are and how they came into existence and what they're really about. So I would urge people who have not done so to take a look at the work, the testimony of Norman Dodd, and G. Edward Griffin did such a landmark interview with him in the early 1980s that's now completely available for free viewing on the net, you know, through YouTube or whatever. And people, there, unfortunately, it's a travesty that so few people have watched it, but just startling testimony from this man who was on the head researcher for a congressional committee in the 1950s called the Reese Committee, which was looking into the tax-exempt foundations of the robber barons, the Carnegies and the Rockefellers and the Fords and the others, who had set up these foundations to use as an arm of control, even as they're hiding under the guise of philanthropy. And his testimony about what he found in the meeting minutes for the founding of the Carnegie Endowment in 1908 and what they were talking about and how they decided that the best way to manipulate society is to get America into a war. So then they started deliberating about what would be the best way to get America into a war. And then, of course, by 1917, they were involved in World War I. And again, it's just all part of this manipulation that's going on at a scale that few people would even begin to imagine unless they're really seeking out this information. But it is there and it is available, and people need to start using the tools that we have right now to arm themselves with the knowledge that we need to win.
Yeah, and it's amazing how deep this strategy does go. By the way, we have an interview exclusive for PrisonPlanet.tv with Charlotte Isherby, where she does talk about a lot of these Norman Dodd tax-free foundation hearings. But bottom line, our country is basically a farce. It was taken over long ago by these tax-exempt foundations, and it'd be bad enough if they were operating independently, but they are clearly coordinated with the United Nations, which the Rockefeller family themselves helped set up. Then they have their own foundation and the other foundations that seem to do the work for them. They come up with these strategies, and then they globally implement them in a coordinated fashion, top down into these various countries. Particularly all throughout the West, you see things implemented in the U.S. at the same time as Britain, Australia, Canada, other parts of Europe, and we've been taken over by these foundations. What we think is our constitutional government has been completely thwarted, and until we as a larger nation wake up to that, we can't get our constitution back because we think things are still going along hunky-dory, problems here and there. But really, we were sold out a long time ago. James?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So people can look into things like the ID card issue and how the UN has had their conferences and come up with protocols to standardize ID cards throughout numerous countries. So a couple of years ago, everyone in America was talking about the real ID and how, what a terrible travesty that would be to come in to create this national ID database that would be another part of the control grid. Well, it's already in place and functioning in numerous countries, and we have this standardized ID that is really an international ID database that's just waiting to be actualized. It's already the protocols are already set up, the standards are in place, and country after country is implementing it, again, quietly behind the scenes, international agreements that few people have any idea about, but there are researchers out there that are providing valuable information on that, and for example, I've talked to Nathan Allenby, a researcher in the UK, who wrote an excellent article about the way the ID cards are being brought in as an international on an international basis without people really understanding what this is really about.
Yeah, and look to Egypt. Look to India, where they're implementing the biometric thumbprinting and the other DNA-based stuff. And then you've got Gandhi. His whole revolution started being against thumbprinting, being against biometric and ID cards way back, you know, nearly 100 years ago. And yet this stuff is happening, and it's true. It's coordinated all the places you say. Anyway, we thank you for your time, James. We have Alex on the line, and we're going to go to him now. Really appreciate your insights as we try to figure out this Middle East and everything else that's going around the world. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Do we have Alex now?
Yes, I'm here, Aaron. Do you hear me?
Hey, Alex. That was a great job on The View, really turning around the popular culture paradigm and trying to get people back to the real issues that are going on in the world. Tell us what happened from your point of view.
Well, absolutely. That was our plan from the beginning. I didn't know Charlie was going to go in that direction on the show, but Charlie, I know, is calm, focused, loving guy. I think he's rebelling against AA, trying to quit stuff on his own. But that's a whole other issue. You notice it's all over the news today that the TSA now wants to take DNA swabs out of your cheek to fly. This is the beta testing ground for total domestication of the population. It was in Bill Clinton's executive order back in the mid-1990s and covered in America, sort of by design. I was just talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano. I had lunch with him just now after I did a couple TV shows with you and another. And he was talking about it's incredible that all over Fox they're talking about, wow, Alex Jones is right about the babies in the blood and being put in the Pentagon database. Of course I was right. 15 years ago, I published secret documents given to me by a, let's just say, military nurse in San Antonio. Just like 3 years before it was mainstream news, we broke the clergy response team news information. And so we're having a major effect. The globalists are coming down on us with this Pentagon control grid. Aaron, am I coming through good to you from Times Square?
It sounds good to me, Alex. I'm not on the board, but as far as I know, the levels are great. I'm getting a thumbs up over there.
Okay, good. Continuing here, the Charlie Sheen situation basically blew up in my face. But I'm not somebody who takes something, you know, that's a curveball or a wild card and you know, falls down crying about it. I've known Charlie for 6.5 years. Whenever I go out to L.A., I stay at his house, sit there many times, sit there for a week straight before. No drugs, no alcohol, working out, only vices, coffee, and cigarettes. And so when he called me and said, help me stay straight, you know, help me fly out here, you know, so I came out, I hung out with him. And I said, listen, if you weren't with Bombshell McGee and all these women, there weren't Versace suitcases of cocaine, mainly with alcohol. The cocaine stuff was completely exaggerated. He admitted that it was wrong and that he wanted to basically change that. But he was told, well, I guess we're about to go to break.
We're not quite at break yet, Alex, but why don't you continue there?
All right, sorry, it's just so noisy out here. I thought I heard music. He was going to come on the air to talk about how he was clean, how he was straight, and talk about Obama not responding to his 9/11 questions. And right before the interview, he said, I want to get into all these other subjects. And I knew that once he got on air, especially towards the end, that it was going to be a serious controversy. And so what I've set out to do is basically when the mainstream media comes after me, or comes after Charlie Sheen now, I'm able to get on national TV and talk to the mind-numb sheep who only watch cable television or mainline broadcast and inject real ideas. That's why 4 days ago, Media Matters panicked on Thursday and said, attention media, Alex Jones says he's using this to inject anti-New World Order information. Well, that's absolutely right. To quote Charlie Sheen, winning, that's what we're doing here. And it's like judo. We're taking the situation and turning it back around against them, and I tried to get everything I could out on The View today, and now I'm going to be on several other big networks tonight, back on plane this evening, Lord willing, back live tomorrow in studio for all the wonderful listeners out there. But certainly we're all about not being into celebrity. We're all about...
Alex, I don't know if you saw it, but Media Matters, 2 days before they blamed you for trying to take attention from this, were saying they demand they mention how you're a, quote, conspiracy theorist and how all this Sheen stuff goes back to the conspiracy stuff. They try to discredit everything, but good job trying to turn it around. We'll get more details from you right after this break. I am Aaron, in for Alex, and as you heard, he'll be back tomorrow. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Okay, we are back on this Monday, February 28th. Alex is waiting in the wings. He's been under a siege of media blitz. He's been on all kinds of stations, including The View, ABC's View, with more than 30 million viewers this morning. Alex, tell us what's happening with this media storm and the other issues you want to cover.
Well, I completely dominated all the View hosts, as you saw. Shut them down, dominated. I talked to the head producer. He said they've never been shut down like that. But they had, like, instant rating numbers coming in. They said it was off the chart. They were super excited about it. And, of course, the crowd, the in-studio audience loved hearing about Building 7 being blown up and how the government did it. They loved hearing about TSA attacking the American people and our slave training. They loved, hearing about George W. Bush being a war criminal. They loved me going after Hasselhoff. Barbara Walters almost had a heart attack by the end of it. She was so mad. I thought she was going to have a heart attack. So certainly, again, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I was completely blindsided by Charlie, but I know why Charlie's so upset. They keep putting out these vanity cards while he was away getting better, getting clean, saying, you know, he's dead inside. Chuck Lorre's going to outlive him. There's a whole bunch of these things. And it's basically, I think, a way to get him to quit, so not to pay all these, you know, tens of millions of dollars that are coming out of the syndication. And so Charlie is somebody who's coming off addiction after years being clean. He's detoxing right now. He's very manic. And I know he interviewed 2020 and NBC. They did hours and hours of interviews, and he gets sick of being judged. And so he just basically makes a joke about it all. But, he knows it's not good, and he's trying to change his life. But my issue on the show was Charlie's been my friend, like a courage for 9/11 truth. I got him on the show to dispel rumors that weren't true. I got him on the show to talk about the fact that I've seen him blood tested, urine tested, and he was clean. He's now done that, you know, for mainstream news. They've tested. He's totally clean. And then he kind of went off on a tangent on other issues because he'd had a fight with his ex-wife the night before. So this isn't even about Charlie Sheen or Alex Jones. It's about the information, and it's the greatest example I know of culture jamming, whereas they would just be talking about all this. Instead, they're hearing information about the New World Order, about 9/11. These are all these housewives and people. When we came in this morning and saw the line to go to the View, it was about 98% women. These are people who've never been exposed to these real issues who are now actually being exposed to it. So God is certainly turning this overall into a very serious blessing with us being able to reach out to so many people and awaken them to real issues. So we're very, very thankful because I was completely blindsided about what happened last Thursday, because I never heard Charlie like that. But again, he's in a very fired up, manic phase. He's tired of apologizing to people. He's tired of being demonized. And, here's a guy turning down what could potentially be about $100 million of syndication next season, as well, just in his boss's face. But when I got on the airplane to fly here Sunday, to New York City, a few people knew who I was on the plane, but other people were going, winning, like a professional football player in front of me. The head of one of the biggest banks in the country was there. I had like a 3-hour argument with him about the New World Order as we were flying to New York. And so the point is, it's kind of like Chuck Norris facts. Chuck Norris, when he does a push-up, he doesn't move, the earth does. Now there's all these Charlie Sheen-type Chuck Norris-isms tied into the whole anti-New World Order movement. And so what Charlie did was he took people's criticism of drugs and alcohol, people's criticism, you know, claiming he's a warlock, he's your buddy who works for Toucan Sam. He made a joke out of that. He took all of that and threw it right back in people's faces. And I apologize for some of it. It was shocking. It was shocking for me as well. But again, in the end, it's turning towards something good. And that's what's exciting about all this. As the whole world melts down and the world government, as the DNA testing.
We'll be right back, Alex. We're hitting that break, and we're going to be on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
visit GCNlive.com today.